Philip and Utopian Eunuch. Acts chapter 8, verse 26 to verse 40. An angel said to Philip, "Go down the road that is going toward Gaza." Philip obeyed the angel, and he walked down the road, and he saw an Utopian eunuch. The Utopian eunuch was the high official of Queen Candace of Utopia, who had put him in charge of all her possessions. The Utopian eunuch was sitting in his chariot and holding the scripture of Isaiah. He read it, but he could not understand what it means. Philip came up to the Utopian eunuch and said to him, "Do you understand the scripture that you are reading?" The Utopian eunuch said, "I don't understand." Then the Utopian eunuch invited Philip to come and sit with him in his chariot. The part of the scripture where the Utopian eunuch was reading is, "In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth." King James Version, Acts chapter 8, verse 33. The Utopian eunuch said, "Who is the scripture referring to?" So Philip began to preach Jesus Christ to the Utopian eunuch. As the chariot traveled along the road, it came to a place where there is an oasis. The Utopian eunuch said, "Look, there is an oasis with water. Please baptize me here." Philip said, "If you believe Jesus Christ with all your heart, you can be saved." The Utopian eunuch answered, "I believe that Jesus Christ is my Lord and my Savior." The Utopian eunuch stopped the chariot. Then Philip baptized the Utopian eunuch in the oasis. After the Utopian eunuch got out of the water, the Holy Spirit led him away to other places. Philip went on his way, praising the Lord that the Utopian eunuch had accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior.